At home, at school, in the neighborhood, WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy. And we're sending reporters out to cover modern kids better. Summer's almost here, and soon kids will flock to the shore or city pools, but many won't have the basic swimming skills to be safe there. Research shows African-American children and kids from low-income families are especially at risk of drowning. Joel Wolfram reports for WHYY that one student-run program is trying to address this.
Lulu Jabby and her brother Ibrahim are bobbing at the edge of a sparkling pool at the University of Pennsylvania, waiting their turn to practice the front crawl. After all six kids in their lane get a turn, it's the moment they've all been waiting for, the end of class race.
3, 2, 1.
Like most siblings, Lulu and Ibrahim enjoy some friendly competition.
But he doesn't want to admit it that I'm faster than him.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
To be fair, she has a couple of years on him. Lulu's 13 and Ibrahim is 11. They've been coming to Penn's We Can Swim program for 3 years. The program offers free lessons for kids in Philadelphia who might not otherwise have the opportunity to learn how to swim. The Jabbies, whose parents are from West Africa, have come a long way since they started lessons here.
I mean, all we could do was just jump up and down. Yeah, so basically we didn't really know how to swim.
Research has found that a lot of kids their age don't know how to swim, especially kids of color. A recent study found that 66% of African-American children couldn't swim well enough to be safe in the deep end of a pool.
I mean, that number is very frightening.
That's Carol Irwin, an associate professor at the University of Memphis and the lead researcher on the study, which surveyed parents and teenagers at YMCA rec centers in 5 U.S. cities. The survey found that only 36% of white children lacked the swimming skills to keep them safe.
So 36% compared to 66%, that's a huge disparity.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, black children are almost 6 times more likely to die from drowning than whites, suggesting that these swimming disparities often have fatal consequences. Irwin's research has also looked for reasons why the disparities exist. Having enough money to afford swimming lessons and easy access to places to swim seem to be important factors. But she says that in focus group interviews, many black parents expressed an overriding fear of the water.
Basically saying, no, I'm not going to put my children into swimming because I'm scared they'll drown.
Irwin's research hasn't established where that fear comes from, but she notes that segregation in the U.S. often made swimming an activity open to whites only. Consuela Monk, who grew up in Yaden in Delaware County, experienced that discrimination firsthand.
There's a swim club near us, the Nile, that they opened specifically because black people weren't allowed to go to the other swim clubs.
She drives her 2 young boys to Penn's weekend swim classes from a nearby suburb so they can learn the skills she never had a chance to develop. Monk says discrimination at suburban swim clubs continued into the 80s and even the 90s.
I definitely think it has an effect today, and I definitely think it has an effect on how likely people are to expose their kids to swimming, learning how to swim, or if you're able, being willing to pay for lessons.
The free program has become so popular, it could only take about 200 of the 500 kids who registered this spring. Ben Grau is one of its student leaders.
Part of the reason I volunteer my time, and I believe a lot of the other people volunteer their time, is because we really do want to make a difference in our community. We see an area of need.
Philadelphia families can also get free lessons at the 72 community pools the Parks Department will have open this summer. But only 4 are open year-round, leaving fewer opportunities to build on those skills in the off-season. At the last class at Penn for the spring, Grau is coaxing Consuela Monk's youngest son, Joe, into the pool, one step at a time.
All right, Joe, ready to go down? Look, remember, if you get to this step, I'll get in with you.
Both of Monk's sons have autism, and 6-year-old Joe is extra sensitive to the water.
Me and my husband were just so focused on water safety, and my oldest son is almost swimming, I think, because of the program.
But for now, Joe is just getting his feet wet. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.